You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
How to Set Away Messages on Your Phone by Josie Colt. Going on vacation? You probably already know how to set an out-of-office auto-reply for your email, and that's great for letting your coworkers know that, no, you cannot make it to that meeting because you're off sipping mojitos and sunbathing in the Caribbean. But what about when your friends text you? There used to be easier ways of telling people we were away from our devices. Remember AIM away messages? These days, it's harder to know if someone's ignoring their phone or just giving you the cold shoulder. If you want to let people know when you can't talk or simply enjoy a bit of JOMO, that's the joy of missing out, from your texts, try these hacks to set away messages on your phone. They're not quite the same as the ones on AIM, but they work in a pinch. On Android, try an app like Auto Reply, which is free. It lets you create custom away messages and set times for them to be set. Once activated, your friends will automatically begin receiving your note like, "I'm in the Bahamas," when they text you. The settings are pretty extensive, so you can choose the exact times you'd like away messages to be turned on and even choose which contacts you'd like to receive automated messages. If there are certain contacts you'd rather leave out, you can do that too. Apple doesn't allow third-party apps to send messages to contacts, so you won't be able to download an auto-reply app on iOS. Other apps like Away Messages, 99 cents, make it easy to manually send an away message. Once you download the app, open up a message and click the app icon between the camera icon and the message box. Away Messages will appear here. Go to the section labeled Reason, where you'll select the reason you're away, like on vacation or in a meeting. You can also scroll down to the Custom option to add a reason and write your own message, like Bathing in JOMO. You can create as many custom reasons with custom messages as you want. The app also has an option to provide an alternate contact, as well as a date of when you'll return. Next time someone texts you and you can't write a response, just click that app icon next to the message box and your away message will appear ready for you to hit send. With some adjusting, the text replacement feature on iOS can also let you write away messages without actually having to type them every time. Go into Settings, General, Keyboards, Text Replacement. In the top left corner, click the plus sign to create your own. You can type in an away message you might want to use, like, "I'm busy right now, I'll get back to you when I can." In the shortcut line, write the word that you want to automatically expand into the phrase, like busy. Every time you want to deploy your message, you can just type busy as the reply. Another subtle solution? Turn on Read Receipts in iMessenger. To do this, open Settings, Messages, Send Read Receipts. It'll let people know that you're not ignoring them, you just haven't caught a chance to read it yet. And finally, you can adjust your settings to send friends a message of your choosing when you can't pick up their phone call. iPhones come loaded with a few boring ones. "Sorry, I can't talk right now," and "I'm on my way." To add a custom one, go to Settings, Phone, Respond with Text, where you can add up to 3 different messages. Why not try something like, I'm twerking, talk later? Granted, these are not perfect solutions. They'll save you some repetitive typing, but your phone will still need to be turned on and you'll still need to press send. If you're really going off the grid, you should probably just let people know ahead of time, lest they assume the worst.